Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Irv Broughton. Today I'll be reading my poem, Racing Clothes, Bloomsday. Branches reaching forth cannot stop any of us or alter the colorful shirts and what adorns our legs with everything from tie-dye to exclusive Boston fineries. The grueling day I shade before has begun, and our steps have left without us. We direct all the fire toward the distant road. We will unveil fast and plow onward, our limbs at once freed beyond the muscle's terrible will. Now no such fabric carries us. We are undressed, naked in the face of what is distance growing. As we go, one may never achieve. I sweated through the summer, past the old tree, my body flawless in dress. Most trees blur everywhere in autumn, with the earliest morning. In the fall, I draw my legs ahead of my attempted body, past the tree again, discarding the displaced rags of what's rightly mine, clinging there to the sweeping finite sky. Here it is always surrender of that burdened and worn. I cannot stop watching that tree and refuse to take away or outstrip any of what's fallen. I eye the sky suspiciously, nestle close, the protein world before me in time's race. The sunlight wanes and spits like fiery leaves. I stand before it. I am lost in an overflow, ponderous with joy. The tree before me, is reaching past what was mired in time. I watch. It dresses itself. That was Racing Clothes, Bloomsday by me, Irv Broughton. Thanks for listening to the Poetry Moment.